Dun, 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 dun.
It's back again. We thought it was dead, but it's back. It always comes back.
Everybody. Someone unprofessionally laughed into the microphone.
Because someone else was unprofessionally opening Halloween candy and chomping into the microphone during the quiet bits of the intro.
The opening was an accident.
Really?
I didn't accidentally open a piece of candy, but
I wasn't thinking
about it. Yeah.
But the chewing into the microphone, that was intentional.
At one time I was professional enough, I would like make all the mics all the way down during the intro.
Oh, no,
so that
more.
This didn't happen. But
I like this better.
Oh, I think this is much more suited to this particular program, to be honest. I think that
that's right.
Yeah, it just feels right.
Yeah, I can definitely hear that loud. That's gross. No one wants to hear chewing noises. Everyone's going to get sad because they don't have Heath bars and York peppermint patties and Bone and Skull sweet tarts.
Yeah, today's episode sponsored by Heath Miniature. Not quite enough. Not quite as much Heath as you want, but I gotta believe a full Heath bar would be a little too much.
Probably. But it's not like those little tiny ones. It's like two of the super tiny ones.
Yeah, it's maybe like half a twig in length.
Yeah.
I would say. Yeah. Using a relative measurement that people would understand. Well, welcome to Potoween. That's the other thing. I was like, well, candy, that's Potoween, right?
Totally. I feel like this is on point.
Oh. Oh, right.
Now today. To your translator while you chew.
Okay. We're going to talk about. Halloween.
I think they got that. I think you're good now. I don't need to translate.
Halloween being on the last Saturday of the month.
Which I think is bogus.
So apparently this is a... I don't know if I want to call it a movement. That makes it sound like the Beats or something.
But like CNN had a thing about it.
Yeah. Now, okay. I don't know much about it because the second I heard about it, I was like, that's fucking stupid bullshit, so I don't care.
Agree.
Does this seem to be something that's... The more I thought about it, the more I was like, well, this must be started by parents,
yes,
right?
I think that's a thing. Yeah. I don't know how kids feel about it.
Well, that's sign number one that it started by parents, because if there's anyone who doesn't give a fuck what kids think, it's parents. They're like, I don't care what my kid thinks. He's going to be in karate.
Yeah, I don't know. I could see kids like being on board with it too, though, because they could stay out later. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think parents would like be a little bit more relaxed if it were on a weekend.
But here's the thing where I disagree with that. I don't have kids. I'm not a kid myself. I don't want a kid coming to the door at 10:30 p.m.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if it's Halloween or not.
Yeah. But I don't know if...
Like 9 o'clock, I think, is a pretty good sunset for Halloween, regardless of what day it is. So I don't think there should be kids out trick-or-treating until, like, late as fuck anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I just don't like it. Like, it's always been the 31st. I don't want to keep track of it, like how Thanksgiving, I know it's always that Thursday, but the date moves around. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have to keep track of that. I don't like that, like, we had to go through Halloween, like, on a Thursday night, and I think that's just how it is. Get over it. Yeah. And also, you don't get to dress up and, like, hang out with your friends at school.
Yeah.
And I mean... My current workplace doesn't dress up, but previous workplaces,
fuck yeah,
dressed up.
Well, also at school, it was like one of those days that even young Pete was like, I can tolerate Halloween at school.
Yeah.
Because it's like the day before Christmas break or something when you're in elementary school and you're like, we're not doing shit.
Right. It's kind of a bogus day.
Yeah.
Like you have Halloween parties and you get to eat a bunch of sugar and crap in school.
Yeah. It's like
teachers usually pass out candy.
Exactly. It's like Valentine's Day where you're like, I mean, the day just ends up being consumed by eating candy and like passing out cards and then reading the cards and you're like, it's just these idiots in my class who wrote their names. And I was like, I guess this is not really like a big surprise here because you just have to give everyone a card. The only surprise was sometimes you'd be like, wow, Steve has really terrible handwriting. Like, it doesn't look good. I'm a little nervous for this kid now.
I'm now thinking about Halloween from the perspective of the population that I work with, which is like 18 to... Mm-hmm. early 20s, and just thinking about how police would probably extra hate Halloween being on first Saturday.
All right. Well, here's I think one part of why it's important. I think part of Halloween, what's essential about Halloween is it's like a little Halloween is special when you're a kid because you're like out walking around mm-hmm. in the neighborhood. And it's like 8 p.m., you know, and it's not super late or whatever, but you're in a costume, you're walking around, it's unusual. Mm-hmm. It's special. It's different.
Yeah.
And I think if you take away the, like, you're like, well, let's take, okay, there's a price to be paid here. Like, because you're going to be walking around eating candy and stuff, you'll get home late, you'll probably be tired and be kind of a grump at school and whatever. But that's the price to be paid for the good time.
Yeah.
And like, I think if you don't pay the price, maybe the time is not as good and it doesn't feel as like rule breaky.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. Just leave Halloween alone.
Yeah, it's like staying up late to see Santa.
Mm-hmm.
There's no risk in that for a little kid because you're not going to fucking school the next day. You'll get up, you'll open your presents, you'll just fall asleep anyway. So your parents are like, oh, whatever. I mean, I remember trying to stay up to see Santa, and I would fall asleep at what to me was the super late hour of 11 p.m. and then be like, fuck, I did it
again.
I thought for sure this year. It's like, I'm in third grade. I'm definitely going to see. I don't know if I was in third grade.
I still
believed in Santa.
Yeah.
But point being, I think part of what's nice about Halloween is it feels a little like you're getting away with something or like you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing on a typical day. And if you make it just a Saturday, I think that is gone. Like that, we have flushed that down the toilet and it's gone.
Yeah. Well, and I think about too, my Halloween experiences, I didn't have like a lot of neighborhood friends.
Mm-hmm.
So my trick or treating, like I maybe went with like a couple friends one year, but mainly it was like my parents walking me around.
Right.
And like, so then you have this costume and like mom and dad see you, but like none of my little friends got to see me.
Yeah.
Like if it, cause it was during the week most of the time. So I could like wear it to school and that's half the fun.
Yeah. If you've got nowhere to go or whatever on a Saturday, only people who will see it are your goofball neighbors. So you're like, I don't give a shit about this. Like make with the candy. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think that like, I also think that's sort of like one of the things that's nice about Halloween not being a day off and the day after not being a day off is that it like, I think it separates the amateurs from the for reals. Well, this is like moving into the more adult range because Halloween is when you're like in your 20s, basically every holiday is like, well, I guess we can go drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like Halloween. I guess we can go out drinking in a costume. St. Patrick's Day. I guess we can go drink beer.
In green.
Yeah, and just I'll put on a fucking green stupid hat or something that I found in the gutter. And it's like, that's all that a holiday is. So I feel like, but the other thing, you know, as far as consequences for people in their 20s and stuff, it's like, look, when you're 22, you can go out on a fucking Thursday, get hammered, go to bed, sleep 4 hours, go to work. Well, go to class, whatever, the next day. You're fine.
Hmm.
Like, you feel fine. You'll be fine. Or call in sick.
Well, also, I remember having... Well, we had a Halloween party at our house one time. And then I remember like having and attending Halloween parties, and those would be on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And like, just because Halloween isn't on a weekend doesn't mean that like party time can't happen. So like your little kids, you can have like a little party.
Totally.
But then
have it the week before.
No. And I think you and I talked about this. If Halloween does change to like the last Saturday, no kids are allowed to get candy at our house. I'm going to turn the lights off. And so if someone comes up, we'll be like, you can come back when it's real Halloween.
Oh yeah. Like if some families just declare that it's Halloween.
Going to be real mad about it.
Well, yeah. Poonmaster Flex was like, if some kids come on Saturday, and that'll be, I think, before Halloween this year.
Yeah.
If they come on Saturday, are you going to give them candy? And I was like, fuck no.
No.
I'd be like, it's not Halloween. Come back on Halloween.
I want to put a sign up, like a real passive-aggressive sign.
Well, I just think we shouldn't do anything and then have the lights off and stuff. And then on Halloween, it's like, here you go, bitches. Here's your fucking candy.
Yeah.
But I really do think that's like something that the parents haven't really thought of is like, do you want... Because some of us trick-or-treated as late into life as possible. You know, I think my last bout of trick-or-treating, I was probably 14.
I was just thinking, if we do have people come up on Saturday, can we get, like, floss or something for those people?
Get them little toothbrushes.
Yeah, for, like, the 31st, actually give, like, great candy.
Yeah. I think what we should do is, if they do that, let's just tell them. I'll just be like, oh, we didn't buy our candy because it's not Halloween yet.
I'm going to be such a bitch. Like, I'm not kidding.
I think we should just pretend like we've never even heard of this. Like, and be mystified by the whole thing and be
like,
that's
crazy. But I'm
going to
look at them like, what is wrong with you? Like, why are you even here right now? Why on earth would you think that I would give you candy on a not Halloween day?
Also, if it was me, if I was a kid, I would be like, let's go on fucking Halloween for real and the Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do both.
Yeah.
Let's double dip. Who cares?
Sure.
I'll switch a mask with a friend and then we'll go on the same. You're in disguise already.
That's true.
No one would ever know.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it kills some of the fun of it. Because I think some of the fun of Halloween is like, I mean, because Halloween, you can walk around like all blood and guts and shit and that's like acceptable. Or like as a total monster or a freak and that's acceptable. And I think another part of Halloween that's acceptable is like kids walking around when they should be in bed on a weeknight. But I don't even know too if that's a thing anymore. Cause like I know I've worked at a couple like trunk or treats.
Yeah.
And you go and you just like do that at like your school's parking lot, which I think is also shitty.
The '90s. Everybody is like, let's do it conveniently and like we don't know our neighbors and
yeah.
Well,
I'm like, can't you fucking just give your kid, just give him a flip phone. Be like, you need to text me every half hour.
Oh, yeah. I remember going to the movies as a preteen and my mom would give me her phone because we had a house phone.
Yeah.
And like, I'd have to call her.
Well, just like, all right, you want to go out with your goofball friends on Halloween. You got to tell me where you're going.
Right.
Map out your route
you
here.
You need to stay in this neighborhood.
And then I need you to call me every half hour.
Yeah.
And if you don't call me on the half hour, I'm going to come find you and you're coming home and it's going to be real fucking embarrassing because your dad's going to get out of the car in like a robe and his robe's going to fall open and everyone's going to see like his shame. But it'll be your fault because you didn't come and call me when you needed to.
I would threaten them with a megaphone from the car.
Come into the car.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like everyone just thinks everything that kids do is so unsafe. And I don't know if that's true. I mean, I've read conflicting things about the relative safety of kids on their own. Because people tend to rate this as a not safe. Like, I work next to a school. At the end of the school day, literally every kid gets picked up by a parent.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where, I mean, there are parents who are waiting in their car in line and it's an hour before the kids get out because basically that's what you have to do if you want to get out of there. Or you can either wait an hour before or an hour after you get there because it takes so long. And each individual kid gets a ride and they don't have a bus. So that's part of the problem. But I'm also like, can't they tell these kids to walk two fucking blocks and pick them up two blocks away? I mean, and I don't know if the school doesn't let them do that.
Or carpooling?
Or carpool?
Yeah,
which
like
we did all
friends.
Through school.
Yeah.
we like there's another family that we were friends with, and like their dad drove 1 week, my mom drove the other week. We walked home every day though, right. And it was far. I mean, it took a half hour, 45 minutes of walking to get home. And I don't know. I don't just mean to be like old man. Oh, we suffered or whatever. I didn't think it was bad.
Well, I don't know if it was you that was telling me or if I heard it somewhere else, but they were saying how we think that everything's so unsafe for kids now.
Yeah.
But it's really because information is so available now. Right. So it seems like there's a lot more bad things happening, but really it's like the same or less.
Yeah, because, I mean, you wouldn't even hear about if some kid went missing for 3 days.
In, like, Iowa.
Yeah. You wouldn't even hear about it in Colorado because it'd be like, well, who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, and then if it turns out the kid got, like, decapitated or something, then we'd probably hear about it. But this would happen every 5 years. Some terrible story like that. But I don't know. I'm just kind of like, how safe does the world have to be before it becomes uninteresting?
Right, like moving Halloween to a more, and yeah, I think you're right. I think it's totally for parents who are like, I don't want to be up late and like,
yeah,
have to get my kid, like, I don't want to have to leave work early to like get my kid in their costume or to like put on this Halloween party. And
yeah, and I'm very curious, like, what happens. I mean, because of the way we grew up, it wasn't probably the best, but in some ways I think it prepared me for adulthood, because I had times where I could have done things that I chose to not to do, you know what I mean? But like, I didn't have a parent with me any hour of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my entire waking day was not spent with adults. Mm-hmm. Or under adult supervision, and I feel like that's not really a thing anymore. Like, I feel like kids are not latchkey at home without an adult anymore so much. They don't, like, walk home from school where it's like, I mean, yes, I definitely could have chosen to do some shoplifting or some shit like that, right? And so you kind of have to decide not to. But I don't know how it works when... I don't know how you then cut the cord as a parent. Because if you're, like, that helicopter parent and whatever, when do you finally fucking say, okay, like, this kid's good to go on, like, when they can drive? I mean, I don't know. I don't like the change in the Halloween, not just because it's what I'm used to and what I like, but also if there's anything to change, I would say just make the day after Halloween a fucking holiday. Like, why
candy hangover?
Well, yeah, and like, why are we fighting to move this to the weekend? Because it's like, shouldn't we be going the other way and saying, like, hey, why don't we fight for one more day off a year? I mean, that is a cause worth fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, if Halloween falls on the weekend, we kind of get fucked. But who cares? Like, if we were all saying, hey, if Halloween's on a Sunday, then we get Monday off. If Halloween's on a Thursday, we get Friday off. That's fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, you know, every 10 years or whatever, you get fucked. But every other year, you're like, hey, I want to be sitting around with my grandchildren someday, and they're like, what did you do when it came to this question? And I was like, I fought my ass off, and you have one more day of your life every year that you don't have to go to your shithole job. You're welcome.
This reminds me of Michael Scott whenever he's like daydreaming about his grandkids.
Whenever
he collects the like jar of gravel from this Grand Strangler driving by, that's what reminding me of.
Well, I just think this is like, that is a cause worth fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
Not pushing it onto the precious little weekend that we already have. Like, that's bullshit.
Okay.
I think most of us work enough days a week.
Okay.
Not teachers.
Teachers don't work enough?
They work 3/4 of the year. Tops. That's
their
bullshit.
Their pay reflects that.
As it should. This is my most controversial, this is my one of my least popular views, but I'm just sort of like, I mean, if I worked 3/4 of the year, or if I worked 32 hours a week, yeah, I would make a lot less money than I do. Just saying. Just throwing it out there.
We've really deviated from Halloween.
I know, but it makes me kind of crazy.
Let's go back to Halloween.
Yeah, so that's my counter proposal. Day after Halloween is a holiday.
I like this.
And
does everybody get to benefit from day after Halloween? Like, we don't have children.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. If anything, I think you need it more if you don't have children. Because it's like, okay, you have kids. Well, how late are they staying up? 9:30? Oh, my God. How could you survive if your kids were up till 9:30? Also, I don't believe in legislating removing the consequences of having kids in your family. Hmm. If you choose to build your family and have kids, that's some shit you got to deal with. I saw this family today coming from the swimming pool, and it was like this very young looking lady and young dude, and they had 5 kids, and the dude had a bunch of face tattoos and was definitely smoking a cigarette, like while he's walking with his kids out to the car. And I was just like, oh man, there were some decisions made here. Like, I don't know. This is, I don't know who was in charge of the decision making, but I'd be interested to hear what the process was. Because it doesn't, I don't know, anyway. Yeah, I think that's the way to go. I don't think the way to do is, like, let's make the world softer and easier for, you know, doing Halloween. It's like, let's just get another fucking day off. Then if you don't like Halloween, you can still fight for that. You could still be interested in that. Because you're like, fuck it. Like, I don't want to be at work either.
Yeah, I don't think this should be an argument. I just think Halloween should be on the 31st. And I don't know why some idiots decided that it needs to change.
Yeah, I totally agree. I like how you're just like, I don't even know what to say because like, I just think this is so a bad simple. Idea.
Yeah.
This is like if I said, what if we parallel parked our cars in the garage so that you were like further inside and then, you know, we had to park so we're perpendicular to where we're traveling. And then every morning I have to get up and painstakingly get my car out and then you could drive out and you would just be like, why would we do that?
Yeah.
What possible benefit does that give us?
Also, like, who gets to make that decision?
I don't think anybody. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Well, they don't even really have, like, Halloween in school anymore. They have harvest festivals.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know about this.
Which is exactly Halloween, though. I do. Some part of me hates it, and part of me is like, well, the school's found the way around it, which is just, like, nobody gets mad if you call it a harvest festival. Every kid's there in costume. They're carrying around a little plastic pumpkin and getting candy. I'm like, okay. If you gotta change the name to Harvest Festival, you do what you gotta do to keep this shit alive.
Yeah. Like, the spirit? Oh. You're welcome, everybody.
Spirit of Halloween, yes. Sponsor of this podcast. All right. I think we covered it. What do you say?
Yeah, if anybody disagrees, fight me.
Yeah. You can come and physically fight Poonmaster Flex.
Yeah, on the Twitter account that I never use.
Yeah, I think it's at Poonmaster Flex. Maybe with like some X's, extra X's.
I think, because it was taken for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, fight me.
Poonmaster Flex was taken on Twitter, if you can believe it. I feel like it was someone who listens to this show who's like, oh, I'll make them pay to get it back or something. Anyway. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm out of candy.
My goddamn ones. Now you're Steve Frodo. He numbers Velocity. Devil off.